With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Like so many other things, tonight's presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be governed by a set of ground rules. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston in the debate city of Philadelphia takes a look at those guidelines.
Like the Biden-Trump debate in July, tonight's debate will not have an audience, and microphones will be turned off when it's not the candidate's turn to speak. Trump and Harris will have 2 minutes to answer questions and for rebuttals. They are not allowed to bring notes or props and cannot interact with campaign staff during the two commercial breaks. There won't be any opening statements, but the candidates will have 2 minutes to deliver closing remarks. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, a tropical storm bulking up in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to become a hurricane before slamming into the Louisiana coast.
Louisiana and Mississippi are preparing for Francine, which is expected to make landfall in South Louisiana Wednesday afternoon. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Our forecast is calling for it to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane, with maximum sustained winds around 100 miles per hour.
Reinhardt says there's a hurricane warning from Sabine Pass eastward to Morgan City, Louisiana. He says much of Louisiana and Mississippi are expected to receive heavy rainfall, which could total 12 inches in some areas. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. now formally accusing Iran of supplying Russia with at least some of the short-range ballistic missiles unleashed on Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures have turned higher. The Dow futures are up 33 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 49 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical has some election advice.
California megachurch pastor Jack Hibbs says Christians need to keep it simple at the ballot box this fall. In a new video post on social media, he admits frustration with the Republican Party and recent waffling on abortion. But Hibbs says, quote, "There is one party that's more pro-life than the other. In fact, the other is 100% pro-death. It's a death cult, and I'm talking about the Democratic Party." He's urging all believers to vote in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains high in conflict zones in Africa and in Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions, including Europe. The world body says that in West Africa and the Sahel region, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments that are weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Christians are the primary victims of Islamic terror in Africa. This is SRN News. Federal charges filed against a couple of people accused of using a social media platform for malign purposes.
The Justice Department says two people motivated by white supremacist ideology have been arrested on charges that they used the social media messaging app Telegram to encourage hate crimes and acts of violence against minorities, government officials, and critical infrastructure. The defendants, identified as Dallas Humber and Matthew Allison, face 15 federal counts in the Eastern District of California, including charges that accuse them of soliciting hate crimes and the murder of federal officials and distributing bomb-making instructions. The indictment accuses the two of soliciting followers to attack perceived enemies of white people. I'm Norman Hall.
A leading Olympic sponsor, Panasonic, is terminating its contract with the International Olympic Committee at year's end, Panasonic giving no reason for the decision. More details, SRNNews.com.